Good morning. Matthew chapter 13, verse 11. It has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. In Nepal, Pastor Ramchandra came to faith about 15 years ago. Now, you should understand that he lives in a very mountainous terrain, a three-hour hike from the closest road. One day when he was down in the valley village, he saw a lady distributing gospel tracts, and he was curious. He thought there must be some kind of a mystery, a secret to Christianity. And his curiosity led him to start taking that three-hour hike down and back every week to attend church and Bible class. He found out what the mystery of the kingdom is. Jesus told him, he tells you, very simply, the mystery of the kingdom is the seed is the word, which sprouts and grows in your hearts with faith in Jesus Christ. As that seed sprouted and grew in his heart, he also began sharing it with others. One of the people that he shared it with, it's a man named Bir Bahadur. And he lived a further three-hour hike up that mountainous terrain. And so it began that Bir Bahadur, weekly, was hiking 3 hours down to join Ramchandra, and they'd hike a further 3 hours together to go to church and Bible class each week. Eventually, however, they both started congregations in their own villages. And that seed, which is the Word of God, sprouted so mightily in Bir Bahadur's village that the whole village of Rajbach, 250 people, came to faith. The mystery of the kingdom was storming the gates of hell. Jesus died for your sins, was unlocking those prison doors to let the captives in darkness out into the light. Jesus giving his perfect obedience to you to make you the holy children of God was unlocking the doors of heaven to usher them and you into the eternal jubilee of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Think about it. Just a few decades ago, there was not any Christianity in that area at all. And now, there are three congregations there that are in fellowship with you. The mystery of the kingdom was spreading. The seed, which is the Word of God, was sprouting and growing with faith in Jesus Christ. Pastor Leek and a layman in his congregation told me about how they had come to faith before Christianity was legal. You see, Christianity was illegal in Nepal until 1990. So illegal that they were not allowed to gather for worship and preaching. It was illegal for them to evangelize, to share gospel tracts. It was even illegal to talk to their Hindu neighbor about Jesus. And so they explained that when they had first heard the message of Christ, it was in complete symbolism. I asked them if they remembered an example. They remembered being told about a ladder set up to heaven on which they could ascend to God in peace. A ladder set up to heaven on which the angels of God were descending to lovingly serve and watch over them. Now, you may realize that's actually taken from the first chapter of John, and it's a picture of Jesus. But when they were first told about this symbolic picture of Jesus, they weren't told that it came from the Bible or that it was describing Jesus, because that would have been illegal. And yet gradually, as they became more interested, It was explained. And they came to understand that yes, that ladder to heaven is the one mediator between God and man. The God-man, Jesus Christ, who came into this world to be our brother, that you might come to be with Him in heaven. Through faith in Him, your prayers are ascending into the very presence of the Father in heaven. Through faith in Him, His angels are descending to watch over those Christians in Nepal, just as they're watching over you, though half a world away. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we will ascend that ladder to be with Him in eternal bliss forever. The mystery of the kingdom was spreading. The seed, which is the Word of God, sprouting and growing with faith in Jesus Christ. What a reminder to us that we should never take for granted the privilege that we have to openly gather together around God's Word, to go on hearing, worshiping, and praising Him and sharing that with others. What a reminder for you and me that we should never take for granted the privilege we have to know the mysteries of the kingdom. That for most of us, that seed sprouted and started growing in your hearts and minds from youngest youth. To know all our life that grace of our Lord that forgives your sins and opens the gates of heaven for us. Thousand thanks shall be, dearest Jesus, unto Thee. Thanks that He brought that seed into your heart and mine and caused it to sprout there. Thanks that He gives us the opportunity to go on praying that that seed would be scattered, that it would sprout and grow around the world. There in Nepal, here at ILC. And through your witnessing, wherever you are as you go forth in your life, for your prayers, your offerings, your gathering around God's Word, your witnessing are spreading that mystery of the kingdom, scattering that seed so that it may sprout and grow with faith in Jesus Christ, so that others like you might have the privilege of knowing the mysteries of the kingdom of God. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. We'll close with hymn 52.